This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the National Council on Substance Abuse reports a significant number of women suffering from substance abuse are not seeking treatment. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital continues to work on the backlog of people at the Accident and Emergency Department. The Agriculture Minister gives notice to farmers who leave productive land unused. And several scammed victims report losses up to $63,000 in Antigua. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A recent study conducted by the National Council on Substance Abuse, NCSA, reveals that a significant number of women suffer from substance abuse, with not many seeking treatment for various reasons. Speaking during the findings of a study on the barriers to substance abuse treatment in Barbados, factors hindering women's use of treatment, NCSA's research and development officer, Laura Foster, said research shows alcohol and marijuana are drugs of choice for many women. She spoke about the many challenges preventing women from seeking treatment.
In terms of age, we found that the NCSA tends to treat women who are in the young adult years, so their 20s and their 30s, whereas the Center for Counseling Addiction Support Alternatives will tend to treat women who are more middle-aged, so 40 to 45. And in terms of drug of choice, regardless of the center, it was reported that alcohol and marijuana tend to be the drugs of choice for women in Barbados. Some use drugs to escape from the stress of daily living or strong emotions, in which case it is used as a mask or a suppressant, they said. Women have traditionally been the main breadwinners, the main child rearers in Barbados, and their domestic responsibilities can understandably make it difficult for them to seek treatment, particularly residential treatment. This is compounded by the fact that many women with substance use disorders do not have anyone who can help with childcare in their absence.
NCSA's Research and Development Officer Laura Foster. Meantime, Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams says strategies must be implemented to reduce the number of people abusing drugs.
With little emotional support or financial resources to pay for treatment, childcare, or transportation, women find it difficult to enter and remain in treatment. So while a woman may go and be diagnosed and the treatment options are there, and one of those treatment options to break that habit is residential care, a woman more likely than not will choose her family and her obligations to her family over herself. We should welcome any movement towards addressing barriers which prevent them from seeking treatment. It is therefore imperative that we craft relevant and appropriate strategies to combat the scourge of substance abuse and addiction. In this regard, drug-related research is an essential tool which can and should be used to guide policy making and programming, as it provides an understanding of the drug situation and hence forms the foundation of an evidence-based national response.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Director of Medical Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Anthony Harris, says while there are some factors that significantly increase the number of people going to the A&E department, they continue to work on reducing the backlog. Speaking on the sidelines of a symposium put on by the QEH to recognize World Anesthesia Day, Mr. Harris again urged the public that only critical cases will be a priority at the Accident and Emergency Department. He, however, noted that they have reduced wait times to 4 hours for people who are not critically ill.
If any disruption occurs out there, like if a polyclinic has, for whatever reason, to close its doors, as happened recently at the Warrens Polyclinic, then we could anticipate that there is going to be a surge at the Queen of Hospital. And they certainly do have in their walk-in clinics enough people that if they add that to the hospital, it would cause a slowing of the system here at the hospital. Our triage system goes from 1 to 5. 1 and 2 are the critically ills. They get seen pretty efficiently. Where they have to wait long is those cases who are in the 3s and 4s. If you're in those categories, 3s and 4, 4 hours would be what you can expect. The accident and emergency is really being refurbished as we speak. And we expect that come November, with the expansion and so on, the increased rooms, that the efficiency would be improved.
Mr. Harris said they're focusing on improving the discharge process to ease the backlogs within the hospital. He believes elderly people who are left at the hospital are also placing a burden on the system.
We are also looking to ensure that patients don't, even after they're seen in the A&E and they require admission, that we don't have a clogged system in the hospital, clogged wards in the hospital. By improving our discharge process, we've strengthened our bed management unit by adding officers specifically to look at the whole discharge plan to ensure that there's a smooth exit and egress of patients from the hospital. If we can get those things right, where we can balance admissions and discharges, then we would have a system that is flowing well. The other phenomena that we are seeing happening and is on the rise is the whole elderly for care. A lot of these old people live alone, and that is one of the things that we really have to figure out how we're going to deal with that rising social problem.
Director of Medical Services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Anthony Harris. Now, meantime, anesthesiologist and assistant consultant at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Keisha Thomas Gibson, believes there's a need for more anesthesiologists at the hospital.
We are called to all the departments in the hospital for airway emergencies, accident and emergency. We are the ones who are delivering sedations for CT scans, MRIs. So we are octopuses throughout the hospital. That's the truth. So when there is a shortage of an anesthesiologist, it's not that there's no one there. It's just we are likely in another department doing something else. And there's always a limitation with time. So some surgeries are going to be extending well beyond certain hours. And the problem is you have to also think of risk. So time also impacts safety. We're a department that we always advocate. Every time you hire another surgeon, you need to hire another anesthesiologist. So you cannot develop the surgical department and not develop the anesthesia department.
Assistant consultant at the QEH, Keisha Thomas Gibson. The government will be going after this country's large-scale food producers who have left agricultural land unused. Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indar Weir gave notice to producers during the Grow Green Barbados launch at the UN House. Addressing a gathering of stakeholders, Mr. Weir stressed there will be consequences for lands that are underutilized.
We are looking at bringing back a lot of the arable land that is currently out of production. And I don't want to start mentioning the places because I'm reluctant to say that at this point in time, given the fact that we are still involved in some sensitive negotiations about how we're going to take those lands, either by way of incentives or by way of penalties. And let that be that until it is settled. But we've targeted a lot of the land that are out of production.
He said unproductive land is a problem for the sector.
Lands out of production really are creating problems for us as a people. And I'm hesitant to say it, but we have to face facts. There's an opportunity for people to do crime. So you're at risk. It encourages monkeys. We need to get them back to their natural habitat. And it encourages dumping, which is a health hazard as well. So however you look at it, those lands we have to get back into production.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indar Weir. Three cases of fraudulent conversion from $500 to $63,000 are being investigated in Antigua, one in which the victim paid for a duty-free concession but reportedly never received it nor her money back. Reports say the victim made a complaint to the Criminal Investigations Department, CID, alleging that she had given a man $500 in cash to obtain the concession on her behalf. Meanwhile, another man also made a report to the CID that he had given $1,500 to a man to purchase a vehicle for him online. However, he had not received it up to the time of making the report. The victim reportedly has made numerous efforts to get the vehicle or his money back. In yet another incident, a Liberta resident complained to the department that he had given a fellow villager $63,000 to purchase a truck for him online, and up to that time, he too had not received the vehicle. Recapping the headlines, the National Council on Substance Abuse reports a significant number of women suffering from substance abuse are not seeking treatment. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital continues to work on the backlog of people at the Accident and Emergency Department. The Agricultural Minister gives notice to farmers who leave productive land unused, and several scammed victims report losses up to $63,000 in Antigua. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.